Joe Frazier who?
Hello, it is Tuesday.
Tuesday on Long Island.
All right, we are airing, so...
We're live right now, coming in your face with our fucking huge wangs.
We got proof of that?
Of a huge wang?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in between my legs.
All right. Yeah, after the intro, we're going to see what's between.
We're going to pull them out. Yep. We're going to pull them out and do a dick measuring contest.
Yep, stay tuned.
All right.
A super ugly show. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, let's get this show going.
What do you think you are?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot of changes in my life. Sorry, but.
What, menopause?
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. As far as that mentally handicapped strength, I do not want to. I don't want to mess with that.
You're allowed to be offended by anything you want, but keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. It is priceless because this is real, and it is what it is.
He's the fucking worst. He's the absolute fucking worst. Rocky, would you run for Miss America? Absolutely.
But seriously, why couldn't you? You know, maybe a little shape on the bicep.
Yeah, again, if I do like 20 push-ups right now, I'll come up and have a nice little time.
I don't want to play this game. It's disgusting.
That is the point.
Yeah, but why does it always have to be like some kind of like family member or some kind of like old grandma?
You're fucking crazy. If I could do whatever I want, I would pummel them within a minute of their lives. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't hesitate to beat them fucking senseless.
Yeah, maybe cut off a few fingers,
yeah,
cut off their dick.
Murder them? I'm not a murderer.
This is what I'm working with, people. John, where are you?
Are you ready?
All right.
John's ready.
I'll be in there soon.
Let's go, let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's fuck.
John fucking making
let's
the
fucking
rules.
Let's fucking do this. Let's
John
do this.
Making the motherfucking rules.
This.
I like it.
Word up.
Let's we got a new this. One coming. Shout out to Copycat. I spoke to him
new
last
intro.
Week. So we got a new one. And Unfiltered Marriage will have a new intro as well. So... Look, be on the lookout for that. It's coming up on the horizon, guys. Yeah.
So, yeah. Rocky, you have a problem with me dyeing my hair.
I hate it so much.
Why?
Because
listen, I'm in show business.
No,
I
you're
need,
not.
Yeah, I am.
What show business?
This is show business.
I have the amount of shows of you, Richie.
It doesn't matter.
I have twice the amount of shows of you and
don't.
I don't dye my
no,
hair.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
On top of this, I also have my barbering thing.
When was the last time you did the barbershop show?
It's not only
when
that.
When was the last time? When was the last time?
Hold on, stop. I'm not done with my credentials.
He has his daughter taking pictures and filtering them.
Are you shitting on me?
No,
you bastard.
The last time he did, remember what happened?
Yes.
When he made fun of you for your kickboxing career?
Yes. That was then I blew up. And I fucked my. I
we
lost
had
my,
to have Vince get involved.
I lost my top over it.
Yeah.
But
that was a good one.
On top of everything, I have to post pictures. I'm in the public eye, Rock. Right?
So what? Age
look,
gracefully,
yeah,
as.
You can tell that you're dying spots.
Yeah.
Hair.
No, but look. I could literally see the marker underneath
you
your hair.
You're colorblind, dude. I can't
listen,
see color.
You
see
guys.
Spots.
I know. You guys could see it.
Family dog.
On camera, I look gorgeous.
No, you look like a fool. You look like a fool.
Gorgeous.
You're like George Costanza with his toupee. I want to rip it off your head and throw it out the fucking window. I hate your fucking dyed hair. Stop it.
I look
age gracefully, Rich.
I look amazing.
Rich, hold on.
I have fans
hold
that
on,
rely on me.
Hold on. You look up to George Clooney, correct? As far as a coxman and a man,
okay,
right?
All right. Well,
does Clooney
dawn.
Die? Does Clooney fucking die?
Well, after
the does done, Clooney die?
Not that I know.
Thank
of.
You.
Swayze,
does Brad Pitt die? Does Brad Pitt die?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't die. He doesn't die.
All right, Rich. So enough with the bullshit.
Your
let your grays come
your
in.
Wife say that she likes it?
No, his wife probably loves the salt and pepper look.
All right, but John's mic is on now. It's not that. All right, what I'm doing here? There's a couple of light spots. I'm just filling it in.
Why though, Rich? I love my grays. I love my grays.
You know, it looks like I have a hairline at least.
No,
you
have experience. We got a couple miles on us, bro. That's what it was supposed to look like.
I know. I'm just, you know what it is? I need to start working out because I'm starting to get a little fucking out.
Holy shit. Motherfucking gets in the house. What up, Bri?
Yeah, what up?
The most Republican motherfucker I know.
So yeah, I'm just I'm just trying to hold on here, you know.
Hold on to what?
I'm barely famous, trying to hold on to a little bit of a hairline.
You're not famous,
right? And
this motherfucker's still living in '98. You're not famous.
I'm He's gonna come in with cross colored fucking.
Everybody,
right?
Listen, everybody,
the Bugs Bunny and Tasmanian Devil T-shirt.
Everybody listens to this show knows who I am. I'm a little bit famous.
A little bit famous. No, most of these people are... Well, no, actually, we don't know most of these people. But no, you're not famous,
like
Rich.
Doug Fox says, don't listen to him. I look good.
Although, I did get noticed at a wrestling show one time.
Yes.
I did get noticed.
So fucking don't tell me.
I got it. So listen, you got one too? No. I've got a couple of times, but I got a shout out on the air from somebody.
So
if, remember that.
Listen, so if you have to go out and fucking...
No, so listen. You know... So the other... Yesterday, I'm at home, and the guy, my friend at the gym, my friend that I know from the gym, sends me a fucking Russo podcast, Super Rugby 203.
Oh, John Russo shouted you out?
No. And then he's like, and I go, oh, and I didn't say nothing. I go, hey, did he mention? And he don't know anything. And he goes, yo, he goes, you're on the show. I was talking about his friend, we were talking about Marks.
Yeah.
And he called the guy who was kept on, he calls Hogan Terry on like, I was like, holy shit. So like they, I don't know how, but okay. They got introduced from the show. From
so you're proving my point.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
It means we're a little bit famous.
No, we're not famous at all.
Not for nothing. A couple of people. You got a bunch of dudes on this show that are watching.
Because a couple of wrestling marks recognized us, that doesn't make us famous, okay?
Get out of here. I'm trying to please the crowd.
My brush with fame was like a 13-year-old kid sitting with his mom at a House of Hardcore show.
Well, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So yeah.
I got to credit Joe Cronin for that, because he's like, yeah, listen to Joe Cronin. I heard you on there, and I started listening to your show.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gargling cock?
I guess he heard us on Cronin's or whatever time.
Where did you get
at the HOH show.
Oh, the one in St. James. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, this kid. I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I was talking to Lou or whatever, and the kid must have heard my voice. So I seen him, like, doing this shit.
Yeah. And he's like, holy shit, you're fucking famous.
No, but then his mom, he didn't even bother me at first. His mom did. His mom goes, are you Rocky from Super Ugly? I go, yeah. I go, yeah, why? How do you know me? Like, I got like...
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck, you know? And she's like, oh, no, my son listens to your show. He loves it. I'm like, I look over, I go, your son should not be listening to my show. Yeah. I'm like, he's fucking a kid.
Yeah, and what about the time when I was at the... Hold on, what about the time when I was at the supermarket? Remember I told you?
Yes.
And there was fucking mad old people on there. Holy fucking shit.
No.
Richie.
Not mad or one person.
Yo, there was a line of people. Holy shit. Fucking Richie, Super Ugly show. Holy
the
shit!
Cashier did
what
that.
The fuck?
I don't know
holy
why the
shit.
Line of people was part of the story.
And this guy, he was a cashier at Aldi's, the fucking supermarket, screaming curse words, working.
When was the last
saying
time
holy
seen,
fuck?
When was the last time he seen a vagina?
I don't know. It's not my business.
Where
around.
Would it?
But
where,
either
where
way,
he, where,
either
did
way,
you talk to him?
We there's a couple of people that know us from the show. I have to keep
in the beginning, I was getting I was hot.
I died.
I ain't gonna lie. We were getting.
Yeah.
John gets mistaken for Taz a lot. Which, yeah. You know,
we got some street heat, man.
Him being famous. Street heat. We're famous. We're internet famous.
So,
but Super Bowl weekend happened. What did everyone think of the game? Good game.
It was good.
Good game.
John said everybody had a problem with the Super Bowl halftime.
This is who had a problem with it. Fucking
fat old women.
Fat old women.
Oh.
That's okay. Who had a problem with it. Because and someone put up that meme of Lizzo, and they go, oh, look, she's so brave. And then Jennifer Lopez one, they're like, ah, what is she doing? That's disgusting. And it's true. You sit there because you're not intimidated by Lizzo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you praise her for what she's doing. But because Jennifer Lopez is a pretty girl, and she's shaking her ass all over the thing, that you have a problem with.
Yeah.
Beyonce did the same thing. Prince played his dick on fucking stage at the Super Bowl. Janet Jackson's titty popped out.
Here's the thing. If there was... They can watch. Every woman loves J Lo until that thing, because there was all men around. If they could go, every woman loves J Lo movies. So come on, she's not popping for us. I mean, you know, but
if it was some dude dancing like last year, they had the Maroon 5 guy.
That's what I said.
He's dancing around with
shirt
his shirt
on,
off,
sweating.
Totally,
for fucking.
They're
15
all.
It wasn't even sexual. Yeah, it wasn't even bad.
J-Lo's daughter came out, though. I heard she did really well.
She could sing. Yeah, she could sing. You know who surprised the fuck out of me that could sing that I had no idea? Demi Lovato. She did the national anthem.
No, I heard Jay-Z didn't stand.
No, him or Beyonce.
Wait, hold on. This is weird because...
Did you stand in your house?
I don't think it was a political thing.
No, like, listen. I don't care about any of that, all right? Because I don't stand in my house. I know people that do, whatever. I don't really care. But like... If these people don't want to stand, why do they even bother singing the national anthem? Just don't even sing the national anthem anymore.
Fuck, why do you?
Jay-Z wasn't singing it. Demi Lovato.
No, I'm saying, why do they even have anybody sing it?
Why don't
because 99.9% of the people do respect it and stand. No, right?
Why do we have to sing a national anthem before a sports
event? Because every fucking country does that before a sports event. It's an American fucking pastime, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but nobody wants to fucking participate, so why even do it?
He says nobody.
Two people sat. Two fucking people. What are you talking about? Everybody. People?
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yes. Where do you get this fucking nobody standing?
I don't know.
But Colin Kaepernick and a bunch of fucking idiot football players and Jay-Z and Beyonce, and you get everybody's not standing.
They're in control of the fucking thing, so why even...
Who is? If he didn't... Jay-Z's in control of, like, the party committee on fucking the NFL. Relax yourself.
Do you have family that have, like, fought in, like, wars?
No.
No.
Yeah, actually, my anything uncle. Or in the service?
No, what, Vietnam?
That's the fucking most. Yeah.
Which they weren't appreciated.
Yeah, no, nobody appreciated
my grandfather fought in World War II, all right? USA, back-to-back World War II.
Dude, if you were sitting next to your grandfather...
No, he was against the Krauts.
You just sit to your grandfather at a fucking game, and the national anthem comes on, and you're sitting down, and he's telling you to get the fuck up, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Really? I used to get all the time.
My grandfather would fuck you
get
up.
Take your hat off.
He was a hard motherfucker, this dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was no joke. Like, fought in World War II.
So, during a game at the house, you would have to stand up?
I don't think that they
No, if you're at the event, yes. Yeah. If you're sitting at home, no.
But do you're at home, do you stand up?
No.
No, but it's quiet.
Why?
Stop. Like I remember.
Because I'm not at the event.
Yeah, but why do you have to be at the event?
Because that's where they're singing it. They're not singing it at my house.
It's not like
it just happens to be on the TV.
It was like everybody was loud and it was like just not like it was like a given. It's like respectful when they start singing it. No one says anything.
Well, when I went to the bar, I seen Orlando stand up when they said it on the TV. They were singing it on the TV. He stood up.
Well, Orlando's a little weird. We all know that. Love you, buddy. If you're listening, he's gonna be so what the fuck?
Did he really? I don't
I'm
know.
Not.
Yeah, he
weird.
Stood up. Well, they sung it on the TV. He stood up. He was the only one.
Oh, what
bar
were you in Orlando at?
This is a while ago, but it was.
Wasn't this Sunday.
No, this was like last year. I seen him stand up, and I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?" I'm like, "Oh, the national anthem. They're singing it on TV at the hockey game," and he was the only one standing up and paying the tribute. So
no, I'll stand. I refuse to take my hat off.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Remember the part in Donnie Brasco, and he's like, I ain't taking my fucking shoes off. I grew up in an orphanage. Yeah,
but that whole thing makes no sense. Like she's on a stripper. Like, if your 8-year-old knows where the stripper pole is, there's a problem at home. Like, how does your fucking 8-year-old know where the fucking... Yeah. She didn't strip. She fucking...
To the 8-year-old and 10-year-old kids, she's just dancing around a pole.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a stripper pole to them.
The best thing is when she stuck it. I was fucking like... I had a bunch of, like, women and... I kept
John
going,
was jerking off. And no, I was like, John, going, what are you doing?
I just kept going, hey, can I go watch this in the garage? And I'm like, yo, can you guys be quiet? I'm trying to watch something. And everybody was, like, yelling. And then, like, you could see, like... I guess they are intimidated by that. I don't know. It's weird.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
But like,
because they're intimidated. Women hate women. Big, ugly women hate women and hate pretty women more.
Yeah. Because those are the ones that their husbands are looking at.
Dudes that, like, who gives a fuck what a hair, like, why isn't, like, Guns N' Roses? Who gives a shit?
Because it's not 87 and Guns N' Roses
I'm
isn't
saying,
fucking
like,
relevant.
Who gives a shit?
No,
like,
I know,
why
but
do
that's
you
the
complain
answer.
About
and
that?
I know, neither was Prince or whatever. But Guns N' Roses doesn't fit in at the Super Bowl.
Fuck, I would die to see Prince.
Like, you know what? Guns N' Roses actually could. They could do Paradise City.
Yeah.
They could do Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses is a bad example. But let's say, like, I don't know.
Like, why do we gotta watch this?
I saw someone put, like, Metallica, exactly. Like, what is Metallica doesn't fit at the Super Bowl.
No, and they're probably trying to draw women to watch, too.
That's
like,
exactly what they're doing.
They're fucking retarded.
They want to attract everybody to watch the game.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to appeal to a mass audience.
A daughter comes out, they're like, look, there's Jay
and guess
daughter.
What? If Metallica comes on, every woman in the room is walking out and going to do something else and not watching that halftime show.
Yeah.
So that's why. That's why they get Jennifer Lopez. That's why they get fucking the Rolling Stones, Shakira, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Shakira hasn't had a hit song out in like who 10 cares? Years.
She didn't have to sing.
I honestly didn't even watch a lot of it. It was kind of like on in the background.
I didn't even know she had a voice. Yeah. I just watched that thing and I was going like this and she stuck her tongue out and I was like, oh, God, I love her.
The game was great, though. The game was great. That kid, Patrick Mahomes, he didn't have a great game, but that kid's a beast regardless. I mean, he had a great, actually, second half.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, the second half, that one drive where they were on the rush, he even fucking murdered that shit. Where they were just completing and running. Great game. Glad to see Kansas City win. And that's your football season, folks. People are now claiming franchise with this team because Mahomes is that good. Thoughts, Rich?
Well, yeah. No, I just this kid. All right, what happened was I was distracted because. A kid comes in, right? What would you do?
Are we just we're done with Super Bowl talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. You kind of just didn't even.
No, I know because I got distracted because my mind is off. Tell me what you've done.
He's grown man. He's not a kid.
So, no. Well, the kid that came in.
How old? Give me an age. You keep saying kid.
He's like 23.
Because I say kid. All right. He's
a
man-ish.
Kid to
me. Man-ish, okay? Though. Because I do that same thing where I'll call someone a kid and they're like 30.
Yeah, well,
all right, kid, take it easy.
So he didn't have money on him, right? So he wanted a haircut. So I give him a haircut. He said he'd pay next time. All right, right, you do
I'll
that.
I'll gladly
right?
pay you for a hamburger today if you give. Yeah.
Especially you know Popeye, he would give like $40 each cut or whatever. You know, so I'm like, all right, take whatever. So
I wouldn't do that, by the way. No, I wouldn't.
So even so, if he comes in
you
all the time,
him?
If he came in all the time, you were cutting his hair.
No. Go get money, dude. That's a fucking business. That's how it works.
Don't you have an ATM?
Can you go to McDonald's and be like, yo, let me get a number and I'm going to pay you on Wednesday?
Like, you know what?
No
big deal. But I'll pay you back next time.
No big deal.
Though,
it is a big deal because now you're setting a precedent.
No, I know. Now, next time, pay me next time.
And now next time came and what happened?
Next time came and he didn't have it again.
Well, hold on. Did you cut him first and then he said, I don't have it?
No. He asked
me. All right. Fool me once. Blame on me. Blame on you. Fool me twice.
It's shame on me.
There you go. Now what's up?
So he asks me again for the next time and because he didn't get paid yet. So I wanted to give it to him again. But now I haven't fucking seen the asshole. So I hit him up on the messenger. And
so now you got someone avoiding you like a crackhead for haircuts.
Yeah. So it's like stupid. And
is crazy.
So he put on... Hey, what's good, bro? I don't live in Medford no more. So what does that mean? Does that mean I'm not getting paid?
That's what I put.
Right.
No, like, that means you're beat.
Right, go. So okay, right.
You're
Venmo,
a sucker.
Motherfucker.
That's what it means.
Right.
You're a fucking sucker that anybody can walk up to and go, free haircuts on Rich.
Yeah.
That's what you've just now done. Right.
So what should I write to him? What would
Venmo.
You write to him?
Venmo.
Like, yeah, but great. Where's my fucking money?
Venmo, go Venmo, motherfucker. That's all they're right there.
I don't even. Do you even have that?
No.
So that's another thing. So be a real person now and say, where the fuck is my money?
Where's my
he's
money?
He's not going to want to see
no,
you now.
Where the fuck is my money?
Now he's never going
to not
give
where's
you.
My money.
Yeah, see if you can start like a fucking text fight with him. You know who I am?
Fuck out of here. What are you doing
that?
Giving away freebies?
I know.
That's your fault, by the way. If you don't get this money, it's your fault.
He's not getting
no, of course.
Now that you're going to tell the guy, where the fuck's my money? He's going to, like, not answer you or something, and you're never getting the money. Be like, okay, sell me fucking $80, and we call it.
One more thing on the Super Bowl.
Scumbag.
Our genius fucking president tweets out,
yeah.
Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. The whole state of Kansas and the United States are really proud of you. Rich, where's Kansas City? You don't know.
Missouri.
Oh, you do? Oh, because you heard about this.
What?
You heard about this or you really knew that?
No, I know where... I know.
All right. No, because it is a common mistake.
It's right near Kansas.
Yeah, and it is a common mistake.
Yeah, for a normal person, not
exactly.
The president.
Exactly. Not the president of the fucking United States. Like, you campaigned in fucking Kansas City, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, okay. But you know what,
it's
though?
It's a state.
I mean, come
country.
On, like, whatever. The fucking guy's not that bright. Everybody has something to say. I mean, whatever.
What do you mean it's not bright? He's running the country.
Dude, all that right. is a fucking
what kind of
dumb,
fucking
dumb, dumb mistake. A dummy fucking writes something like that.
No, I know.
Like,
it
that is just stupid.
It
beyond
is
stupid. Especially for the president of the United States. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. What an idiot.
Kind of funny.
He's a dumbass.
He is a dumbass. Another thing, one last thing with the Super Bowl, and it's not really, it's Super Bowl related. This commercial needs to stop. Hey, Patrick Mahomes, you just won the Super Bowl. Where are you going? I'm going to Disney World. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to fucking Disney. Like, enough of this commercial.
How were these the commercials this year? Were they good or
whatever? I saw the Groundhog Day one with Bill Murray.
I just seen that,
People really liked it. Loved it. Nostalgia needs to stop. Please.
I was smiling when I seen that today.
People,
it was on YouTube.
People were acting like it was the greatest thing ever, though. It wasn't that good. People need to stop with the nostalgia takeover. Okay? Is Groundhog Day a great movie? Abso-fucking-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Was the commercial great? Was the commercial worth the fucking cum session that all these people had?
You know?
No.
They like to see Bill Murray, though. Everybody likes Bill.
So watch Ghostbusters.
You know why I used to watch commercial years ago as a kid? Because it would be the first commercial of the Jordans coming out. For the Super Bowl. Yeah, they would have the fucking commercial. It would
be
a Jordan commercial. And it would show like a parted shoe. And then it would come out like...
You know the best commercial with Michael Jordan?
Jordan commercial.
Off the bleachers, off the scoreboard.
Ball
boy's head, yeah. Number net.
Yeah.
Those went on forever, too. That was awesome.
They would like show you like a quick thing and a fucking sneakers coming out. Then they would come out.
I honestly have no recollection of this whatsoever.
Trust me, I know better?
What year?
I like the Bo Jackson commercials better.
Kids, like teenagers.
I like the Bo Jackson.
No, that's crazy.
Why?
Yeah, back in the day, they were cool. I mean, like, fuck.
The Jordan
was like
that.
Bo knows.
There's like 15. Oh, you're talking about commercials.
Gretzky was like, nah.
I thought you were talking about the sneakers. Okay, yes, no, the commercials, fantastic.
Yeah, the Bo Jackson, when he was trying to sell the sneakers, and they were like, Bo, you don't know Diddley. And they showed him.
And then they showed Diddley. Remember Bo Diddley? They showed him playing the guitar.
Yeah, but that was fucking awesome.
No, those are good commercials.
He had a couple. He had like two sweet pairs. Fucking
who remembers this commercial? With the basketballs? Remember this?
S2. What are they called?
The SC Trainers.
Yeah.
They were fucking awesome sneakers.
And they had a fucking the medicine ball ones.
Yes. They were good sneakers.
I was trying to get them, and they were fucking like too much.
I got
in a box.
Can I ask you why do you keep moving?
I don't know. Kind of, I feel like it's.
He moves it away from his.
I saw him try to sneak his thumb here. So
I move it away. I don't want to like right here.
That's where we need you.
He puts it here, and then he moves it right here.
It's like a two polar opposite magnet pieces. Where if he gets too close, it's the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Right, can we take a call?
For years, I've been doing this with him, going, John, please talk into the mic. Please talk into the mic. I can't even get mad anymore. Remember these commercials with the basketball? Do, do, do.
Yes.
Bingo.
What we got? Motherfucking Dr. Earl.
The motherfucking Dr. Earl.
But those basketball commercials were dope, too. You know the ones, John?
Which one?
Earl.
With the basketball dribbling?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's been a while.
Guys in the chat, tell us if you hear Earl all right. What's going on, brother?
It's been a while since I talked to you, Cat, so I thought I'd call in and see what's going on.
Word is Bon Jovi, Earl. It has been a while. What's going on with you? Happy New Year, pal. I don't think we've spoke.
Happy New Year.
Since
Happy
the New
Year.
Year
to you guys as well.
Come on, man.
Earl, can we get you on camera? I can't see your face.
Well, I want to see that ghoulish face.
All right, let's do this.
He's like a statue in a cemetery, you know what I mean? Like, you know those gargoyle ones that they perch on top of the mausoleums?
Yes.
I picture Earl doing that, like, on a Saturday night with a bunch of candles lit around him.
Oh,
and a bottle of, like, Jack.
Fucking hot.
You know?
Hot.
Look at that fucking guy.
Out, guys?
Yeah, I see you. Yeah. All right,
there you go.
Fucking guy rules. Earl, what'd you do for New Year's? Did you get fucking crazy?
I stayed home, sadly. Everybody else was busy, so I had to stay home because, because basically I was told to watch out for all the asshole drivers on the road, and we did hear a few reports here and there.
A few reports of what? Violence?
Drunk drivers.
You're kidding. People are driving. Where do you live? People are driving drunk?
Yeah, well, I live by the Conroe area, basically.
And that's in Oklahoma or Texas?
In Texas.
Now you're Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've learned this recently, and I was unaware of this even when I lived in Texas. Oklahoma and Texas have a huge war going on.
Really? Between
as far as hating each other, like state-wise, like, you know, Texas is better, fuck you, Oklahoma type thing.
Can you imagine there's like guns and like people are fighting at the border?
Now, is there any truth to this that you're aware of?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, yeah, because from what I know, well, Texas is the shit. I mean, it's not even a battle. Oklahoma is a fucking garbage state. Yeah, apparently there is no love lost between the two.
No, I'm not getting involved with him. I'm just telling him, hey, I'm a Michigan native, so don't exclude me. So exclude me from that bullshit.
Earl, if there was a civil war and I asked you to join the North, would you do it?
I have to bow out because I'm pretty upset at the North.
But I'm asking you, Earl, as a favor to me, yes. Join the North.
Well, I would. Well, it's a tough call for me.
Yeah. Why? Now, if there was a civil war and you joined us, because obviously you wouldn't say no to me. I'm asking for a favor. So, but if there was, right, and we were like, we had a bunch of the South people like held captive, would you rape the women?
Oh gosh, it's another tough call.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to juggle, you know, raping women and stuff.
Oh, would you booty rape the guys to make a point?
Just to show like your dominance?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's a few, but problem is most of my issues are with some guys in the North.
But you can wear a condom. Yeah, you can wear a condom.
Yeah, you don't have to do it raw.
Yeah, you don't have to do it raw. And as you're doing it, you go, that's right, I'm the fucking boss.
I'm just going to use a rec electric drill.
No,
just use your penis.
They need to feel your cock inside them to really let them know who's boss.
So hard.
Yeah. They need to feel the whole, you know, the pulse and everything.
Well, basically, I really wanted to call in to get my take on the halftime show.
Oh.
See, I was thinking when Earl was raping the guy, right? He would like, you know, like when you're hitting a girl from behind, you kind of bring yourself down to her back.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you kiss it.
Yeah, like he would get in the guy's ear and be like, I'm really enjoying this.
I would rather rape whoever came up with the idea of putting mainstream acts for the halftime show.
Mainstream acts? Well, who should we get?
That's Jay-Z.
Like, what do you want, a puppet
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
What do you want, a puppet show?
Wait, so you want Jay-Z raped?
So you want to kill me, right? Now you want to kill me?
Well, did he not stand for the national anthem?
The national
Jay-Z?
What?
No, he did not.
No, he did not stand for that.
And he deserves to be raped, bottom line.
Okay, wow. So would you
rape Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would rape Jay-Z.
I would rape him and Beyonce.
He's got nice lips.
What would you want?
He's got nice lips.
If you did that, what would you whisper in his ear behind his neck?
Yeah.
Would you rather rape his mouth or his butthole?
As you're deep inside him, yes, Earl, and he could feel all of your swollenness and your chest to back, and his ear is right next to your mouth.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I got your Empire State of Mind right here, homie.
Wow. Oh. Come with the heat. Yeah. Using his own lyrics against him.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's a hard knock life, isn't it, Jay?
He's singing.
Oh, man.
Friend or foe, state your biz.
Oh,
that's
man.
What Jay-Z gets. You don't fuck around, Earl. You do not fuck around.
I would not want to be raped by you, man.
No.
You would
no.
take my own shit and use it against me.
Yeah, he would.
And say it while you are.
He'd be cutting your hair while he's fucking you and like, be like, I'm a better barber than you.
I'd be like, no. You'd be like, stay still. I'm not done yet.
Stay still. I might cut you.
Yeah, otherwise I'll come. I'll come. I swear I'll do it.
Ugh.
Now, Earl, if you were fucking a man in his ass, obviously you would come in it, right? Not on his back.
I would say, send this to Kanye, send this to all these disrespectful rappers, and also send this to fucking Colin.
Earl, someone told me that you collect Nazi memorabilia. This is true?
No, I don't. No, that shit is old, Rocky. You know that, dog.
I never did that.
Never will.
And then someone once told me you once had a fucking three-way with Judy Garland and Lucille Ball.
They're both dead. Why would I?
Yeah, no, but years back then, ago. Years ago, I heard
when they were in their prime.
That's what 70s. I heard.
I would rather have a freeway with either Linda Carter and Farrah Fawcett.
How about Desi Arnaz and Fred?
That.
What?
What about Mrs. Garrett?
Ricky Ricardo and Fred.
All right, let's go. What does he want to talk about?
Mrs. Garrett or Nell Carter. You remember Nell Carter?
Mrs. Garrett. Yes, that's from never,
Mrs. Garrett's from Facts of Life. Facts of Life. And
what about Tootie?
And she was from different strokes.
Tootie's
she crossed over.
No, fuck Tootie. Actually,
Tootie's actually hot. The black girl, Tootie.
Now, who would you fuck, Nell Carter or Mrs. Garrett?
Neither.
No, you got to pick one.
Nell Carter.
Have to.
Oh, God.
Or your parents get shot in the head.
I would have to say probably say Nell Carter.
You fuck Nell Carter over Mrs. Garrett.
He's down with the swirl.
He loves that shit. He loves that shit. No one can call her a racist. He loves that fucking black poontang.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Earl, is it true that every Sunday you go to a gospel church? This is what I've heard.
Oh, gosh.
I'm at work
on Sundays.
In the morning. I heard you go early morning gospel to pick up women, and some women find it kind of obscene.
What's your outtake on the fucking...
The halftime show? Yeah. No, go ahead, Earl. Let's hear it.
Put Judas Priest, okay?
What? Be serious, dude. Be serious.
You can't do that.
Earl. Nobody wants to. Come on. You know better than that. The Judas Priest. What songs are they going to play?
Ram It?
How about Painkiller, Electric Eye, Got Another Thing Coming, you know? For a Super Bowl, you have to have that intense energy.
All of a sudden, you got Rob Halford swinging his dick. He's butt-fucking his buddy on stage. Yeah, we don't need that, Earl. The Super Bowl's wholesome.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see 70-year-olds singing. Yeah. I'd rather watch those two Spanish girls fucking shake their ass.
Listen, I know the whole thing with Jay-Z kind of got you excited, but you can't have this guy fucking, Rob Halford swinging his
now,
cock roll
over. Earl, with
how about Rob Halford butt-fucking Jay-Z?
Now we're talking
numbers.
Earl, you're at a Judas Priest concert, right? Rob Halford points to you. He goes, "You right there, get up here."
Yeah.
He's like, "We're doing a fucking duet."
Yes.
You go up there, you do a duet.
No, wait.
After the song's over.
He wants you to prolapse.
No, after the song, can I finish my fucking thing?
Go ahead.
Come on, this
Holy
is getting
shit.
Go.
After the fucking song, he grabs you and he goes, "Meet me in the backstage." You go backstage like, "This is fucking awesome." I'm going to party with Rob Halford. You start fucking drinking some fucking drinks. Rob Halford comes back, pulls his pants down.
Suck my cock.
And he says, "Yeah, suck my dick, and then I want you to do ATM with me." What are you saying?
I would say no.
You want to do ATM with Rob Halford?
Sounds like a wet dream, Alfred. He hung up.
Earl.
He killed himself.
Earl killed himself.
You just hear.
Earl, so that's a no on the Rob Halford gay sex.
No, he...
And you're blocked.
I would say, hey, I'm straight, and I'll respect that, you know.
Dude. Yeah, but he's like, "I'm fucking Rob Halford, the fucking rock god of metal."
Look what I just did for you. Yeah,
I am the rock god of metal. Look at all the years of enjoyment you've gotten out of my music. I'm asking you for one little favor to let me fuck you in the ass and do a little ATM.
Yep.
You're going to say no?
You got another thing coming.
Good call, Rich.
Yeah.
Breaking the law. What if he was singing Breaking the Law while he was doing it? Just for you, one man show, Rob Halford breaking the law while banging your asshole. ATM also.
Not saying that still, no. Bottom line, I'm
That's
straight.
Fucked up.
Next call. Great call. Next.
Not cool, Earl. All right, Earl, anything else you want to add, buddy? Because we're going to move on from all this stuff.
Okay, let's. Well, like I said, you know, if you want to put up. Basically. It pop up Metallica, basically.
No, again, that's not going to work. Earl, we've moved on from the Super Bowl. What else you got, pal?
Well, let's see, that's all I got to say about the Super Bowl, bottom line.
That's it?
That's all I wanted to weigh on.
All right. Earl, what's your love life like right now?
Well, basically, I have, there's this one woman I'm possibly getting into a relationship.
Getting into that fucking snatch.
So what's going on with it? Now, you've been celibate up until this point.
Let him talk.
Well, we met at the David Bowie tribute night at Numbers a couple weeks back, and we have talked a couple times there. You know, I'm planning on calling her a student later on tonight.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, it definitely could have been a regular David Bowie show because he's dead.
So what goes on with this with you and this girl?
Well, using that word again. You know, people say I have a habit of saying the same words over and over, so I got to break out of that. Well, what it was a tribute night to David Bowie where they played Boy all throughout the night. We met, we danced, we talked, we kissed.
Breaking and roll. Fucking Gets. Gets wrote in the chat, breaking in Raw, breaking in Raw.
You, oh, gosh.
All right, so what's the deal? You guys going to consummate this relationship and get your fuck on finally, Earl?
Hopefully so, you know, because, you know, our work schedules, you know, she works mornings, our work.
Are you in love? Are you in love, would you say?
Well, we're getting there pretty much.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you had any sexual contact yet?
Finger or pinky?
Not yet.
Okay, now let's say the moment's happening, right? And, you know, you have your feelings now. And she pulls down her pants and a fucking schlong comes out.
Gone.
Gone, just like that. All those feelings are gone. All that love you felt, just like that, washed away.
I don't do trainees, bottom line.
You cold, bro. You cold as ice. You as cold as ice, Earl.
What is this lucky lady's name? First name.
Let us guess. Oh, all right.
What is it?
Liz.
Liz.
You should call her Lizard.
Elizabeth.
Like as a little pet name.
Beautiful name.
You know, well, Liz Hardwalk.
Well, basically, if she wants to.
If she wants to be called that?
Yeah.
Well, you should just do it anyway and just let it, just keep saying it until it sticks, all right, you know?
Have you talked to her sexually yet over the phone? Any phone, like texting, sexting, what?
Sexting.
Any dick pics? Nothing.
No, we don't do dick pics, you know, it's because it's illegal in Texas.
Really? What?
Yeah, they passed a fucked. Bill there saying no sexual, you know.
All right, Jess, no we're not moving to Texas. But I didn't know that. That's fucked up. All right, we're gonna let you go, pal, and get into some few more things. Oh, John, you got another question?
Good luck with that. Good luck with Liz, man.
All right, that's brother, we're very happy.
Did he bang her?
No,
he said no. He's working.
He just put a pinky.
I will bang her. Yeah, basically.
He's gonna bang her fucking crazy.
Good job.
Yeah. All right, Earl, we love you, buddy. We always love hearing from you. Call in Unfiltered Marriage next show, pal.
I will definitely.
All right, brother, take it easy.
You too, dudes.
All right, later, Earl. The great fucking Dr. Earl. We love that guy. He's one of our favorites.
Getting the fucking squirrel, man.
What? You're getting a squirrel?
No, he's getting the squirrel. He's going right down for, he's getting that pussy.
He actually went to Disney 2 days later and caught a commercial with Mickey Mouse, bro. Honest to God, he went to Disney. I don't know. Either way, I still don't like it. I still don't like this whole, I'm going to Disney World. I feel like it's forced. I don't care for it. Break that tradition. Go somewhere else. Yo, they should get Gronk on there and be like, oh, I'm going to the fucking titty bar and get fucked up. Like, you know, one of the party guys. Go ahead.
I was cutting my buddy today. He is going to Florida for 2 days. And they're taking the Frontier.
I'm doing that Saturday.
Or some shit. They're going for like 2 days at like under $1,000 Disney.
Really?
Fucking crazy. Yeah, no, I don't even like Disney, with the plane fare and everything.
I'm flying Frontier, but they're driving back up my brother-in-law Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it taking, like $200?
We're going to West Palm. No, not even. It was like, it was less than $200 for two tickets.
Yeah, because I saw $200, like, I think it was $205.
No luggage.
That's both ways. Yeah, both ways. But at that point, you're only paying a couple, like, depending on when you book, it's maybe $100, $150 more for a normal flight. You know what I mean? Like, if you can afford the $200, I think you can swing another $150.
Yeah, but if you want to just chintz it out, I mean.
Yeah, you can't bring any bags. Like, you can bring one backpack. Like,
I might hit WrestleMania.
Yeah, but if you're going for a day or two.
Yeah?
That's dope.
Why, you got a link?
No, I mean, tickets were, like, not that. They weren't, I mean, to get them down, they weren't that expensive. And I was looking at the flights.
When I went to Miami to the WrestleMania Miami was fucking one of the best.
Who was
times.
The main event there?
That was the first Cena versus The Rock.
That's a good one.
Yo, did you see Cena in the Fast and Furious fucking
oh,
trailer?
Oh, yes. Let's get into this. Please, let's get
into it. What a fucking great trailer.
You mean Dom Toretto's brother that we didn't mention for 8 movies until now?
I'm surprised they didn't mention it. Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
His 50-year-old brother?
You mean the guy that's exactly like the character The Rock was playing, but The Rock's not there anymore?
Yeah. That's weird.
This is the dumbest, Richie.
What?
How are you still on board after watching?
I can't wait to see this.
First of all, who does a 4 fucking minute trailer? That's 4 fucking minute trailer?
I felt like I watched a movie. It was fucking awesome.
I felt like I wanted to blow my fucking brains out after watching 4 minutes of that horse shit.
Did you see the magnetic? Yo, I'm going. This is
sick.
This is so sick.
Yo, they had a fucking. They had a chopper that had a magnet that fucking pulled the car.
And Ludacris's reaction was every person's reaction that doesn't like Fast and Furious. No, he goes, of course they have a helicopter with a magnet. That's exactly what I was thinking. Of course they do.
That was fucking awesome.
Why wouldn't they have a magnet helicopter? helicopter.
I couldn't believe
and
he
then
did that.
The magic vine that can hold the 3,000-pound car.
The driver works for them.
No, John, this is the best part. There's a drawbridge. Like, remember in Indiana Jones where they cut the bridge?
Yeah, he was,
right? And
was,
the one rope, the one rope, for some reason, is in the air when Don
caught.
Drives by it.
It got
happens
caught on
the wheel. To catch the wheel.
And he used it as a slingshot.
And he slingshots over a cliff.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome.
It is the dumbest.
So fucking cool, man.
Shit, Richie.
I fucking love it.
No, you can't.
I swear
you
that, yo, when
can't.
I see that, I was like, I can't wait to watch this fucking movie.
No, no.
I'm so fucking
where are the Fast and
it?
Furious? And they started off with, I used to live my life by a quarter mile at a time. No, not anymore. I got a kid. Well, I had a kid last movie. He's here in this one, but I don't really give a fuck if I die or about this kid at all again. This kid. My brother's here now.
I have a kid
that no one's ever knew about.
I like racing cars.
My family, nobody.
I have a child.
My family, for 8 movies, my family, right? Yeah. We're family. We're not friends. We're family.
I wonder why they haven't
not a single person has never heard about this brother that is a master thief, a fucking martial artist, a stuntman, apparently, superhero.
You can't see him.
Wait, why didn't they talk about this brother earlier?
Because they just added stupid.
Because the whole franchise is fucking stupid.
Maybe they've been dropping hints off it.
No.
No?
Yeah, it, like 10 years, 15 years ago, John Cena was a seed planted in it. Talked about.
Oh, my God. You know why they didn't talk about it? Because The Rock was still on board. That's why.
Listen, these movies are fucking fun-filled action.
No, they're not. They're horseshit movies for stupid
and
fucking
people.
I'll
be honest. They weren't gonna get like the power of like and sell out unless they put like a superstar in it.
Well, John Cena's not a big movie.
Yeah, but he's like you know you'll have little kids going to see that movie
because
he's
in it. They shouldn't be because it's not for them.
They grow up. Then the next one they make, they grow up and they'll get minivans.
I think this is the one that finally does it. I think this is the one where everyone's finally like, yeah, no, we're done here. We're done.
I don't know. I want to see this.
Dude, no one can watch that trailer. You can say what you want or you want. I know your game.
What game? That I don't like it?
Did you see The Rock?
You're trying to tell me that I don't like it.
I know you like it, but you cannot watch that trailer.
I
nobody could watch that trailer and go, that looks like a good movie.
When I see that, I wish somebody was here that watched me watch that trailer.
I believe it.
First time today. I was fucking psyched.
Dude, you get a hard-on for Vin Diesel. The guy sucks.
I like the movies. I'm sorry, guys.
It is the dumbest.
Remember when I thought he was all jacked and he's really not? And there's like a wrestler in there who's like 2,000 times the size standing there.
He's got to stand on the Apple
like
box.
A fucking pebble.
He's got to stand on the Apple box Tom Cruise uses in every fucking movie when he's next to the Rock and Cena.
I like him.
No, they're not. They're stupid. And they're like 3-hour-long epics for some reason.
As soon as I see The Rock in a movie, I go, ugh.
I disagree there.
What movie was good?
What movie wasn't good?
Yeah.
Other than the skyscraper one.
He's good in every movie.
Jumanji was good. His first rundown movie was good.
Jumanji was funny. It wasn't just The Rock in the movie.
Why are you shitting on him?
I don't think he's a really good actor.
Why?
How could the Fast and Furious movie was good?
Yeah.
I don't watch those.
His parts
no,
really
actually, that made me dislike him a little bit because, John, in one of the movies, the last one that I even started to watch, and I had to shut it off at this part, he breaks his arm. Breaks his arm.
Yes.
Let me explain this, please. The man breaks his arm, John, goes to the hospital, gets a cast put on, and goes, fuck this. Breaks the cast off of his broken arm. Goes downstairs where there's a huge war scene happening, finds a helicopter that has crashed, and amazingly, rips off with a broken arm, rips off a steel fucking Gatling gun off of a helicopter, and somehow manages to fire this thing. How would it have a trigger?
Yo, imaginatory, like, yo, him doing this, I fucking seen it, I got so happy. He grabs the fucking gun, and he's working it like fucking Schwarzenegger. When I seen that, that was so fucking exciting. I love that shit.
I mean, it's like, if you want, like...
All right, the Tooth Fairy, I'll give you.
There's a lot of bad movies.
There's not a lot. They're not bad. They're always at least watchable.
Well, an action movie's always watchable. Right?
They're always watchable. And the comedy ones he does are really good.
Yeah,
the Kevin Hart one was good.
Yeah, because to him and... Yeah, well, them two work.
Central Intelligence was really good, and Jumanji was really good.
Yeah, because there's somebody else that's funny. He's not like a...
Dude, on Saturday Night Live, he's got a comedic chops. Don't act like he doesn't. He was funny as shit on Saturday Night Live, too.
He's actually just gifted in everything. Yeah. I don't think he's...
You have Venmo?
What?
You have Venmo?
Yeah.
Can we do this another time? Good. Not during the show?
2 minutes.
No, I'd like you to be involved in the show, Rich.
I'm doing it. I'm fucking this fucking guy. He told me he just hit the lotto. That guy's the guy got a lot of shit going on right now.
Hit the fucking lotto.
Lotto.
If he sends you this money, are you gonna get it, take it from me?
I gotta get it out of the bank though.
Oh my god. You what?
All you do is just
it's
put
only
your
like $60.
Bro, listen.
This is ridiculous.
This guy hit the lotto. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why are we doing this? What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I got some asshole that hit the fucking lotto and he ain't giving me my fucking money. Probably. I think this is something that people want to hear about.
All right.
You should buy your...
One of my new favorite things to do is watch these videos of these kung fu masters and Shaolin masters going against real MMA fighters. Have you seen these before?
Yeah, no. Can we bring one up?
I don't... Can we? He looks at me as if I'm the one in front of the computer. Okay. I'm sure we can, Rich. I don't know. Just put in MMA fighter versus Shaolin, whatever. But, dude, these videos never end well for the non-MMA fighter guy. They always get the fucking shit kicked out of them. When are people going to learn that... No, and again, no offense to people in, certain, there are very few handful of karate styles that are actually effective. For the most part, it's not effective. It's effective when you say stand this way, or it's effective when you're getting attacked like this. Yeah, that's when it seems to be effective. But in a real life situation, every video I've seen of these guys, it's never effective. They get the shit kicked out of them. If you're going to sign up for something, stop going to karate. Stop going to Wing Chun. Stop going to Shaolin. Like, how is getting kicked in the balls as hard as you can going to help you in a fight? Like, you see these Shaolin guys that take, like, bricks and smash them into their dicks and shit?
Yeah.
Like, when are you getting attacked with a brick at your dick? Like, why are you doing that, for one? For two, how is that helping your fighting style?
Well, like, what, you ever watch like that?
Here we go.
Ye Long, we have seen him fight before.
Ye Long. How long is this? A few minutes?
I'm gonna take the volume off.
Yeah, do it.
No. What the fuck?
It already, exactly. That's how quick it happened. Because look at him, he's throwing his little karate kicks, and this guy's got a Muay Thai background, obviously.
Yeah, it's a Thai.
And look, this guy lets him do it, and good night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because his Shaolin. I'm showing you my Shaolin style.
Yeah.
Rewind that again. Dummy over here, because this is what they do in their training fucking class and bullshit. Yeah. They're demonstrations where they know the punch is coming, where the guy doing it is pulling it. And in this situation, he tried pulling his dumb Shaolin shit and got knocked the fuck out.
That's what I was just
going
to say. If you ever watch them, they know what's going. There's people that are on my Facebook that are crying. They must feel that they have to.
Why is he just standing
there?
I'm
not saying all karate guys are fucking,
No, but the majority of these karate people, they fucking are full of shit. They're full of shit, and it's just a business to them. It's not. They're not fighting. Ask your fucking karate sensei how many fights he's ever been in. I guarantee it's probably none.
Not for nothing. None. If you use those kicks, those punches, you got to be as fast as fuck and accurate as a motherfucker if you're going to really fight a guy like that.
First of all, a Muay Thai guy, 10 out of 10 times, is beating up the regular fucking karate dojo class guy every fucking time.
Yeah.
Every time. The karate shit is form. It's dance.
I like when they tell you how...
It's interpretive dance,
When they tell you how to, fight with weapons. Like, you're just going to post, a fucking...
Yeah. If a guy attacks you with a knife like this, here's what you got to do.
You're
going to Jim Carrey bit.
You're
going
to pull nunchucks.
Remember in Living Color the Jim Carrey bit?
The what?
The Jim Carrey bit where he was teaching the karate class, the self-defense with all the women. He's like, here, ma'am, take this knife. Come at me as hard as you can. And she stabs him and he keeps getting stabbed by all the fucking women. That's the most of these karate guys, that fucking Jim Carrey character, where they think they're fucking tough as shit. And in a real situation.
Rex Kondo.
Yeah. Rex Kondo. Exactly. Like, it drives me fucking nuts. Like, you're only going to get yourself hurt. And the people you're teaching, you're going to hurt them also because they think they know what they're doing and they're going to get knocked the fuck out. It's fucking, but those videos are the best. They're all over the internet. You can watch a million of them. MMA guy versus, you know, Shaolin Monk or Wing Chun Master. I love this. The fucking two of you. Why?
Sorry.
I got both of you on the fucking phone.
Yeah, I got.
Oh my god, you guys fucking suck work so much.
Coming in.
What are you confirming it or are you just looking?
Looking because it just went off.
All right, so you're here for another 10 minutes.
All right, no,
you couldn't have looked in 10 minutes. It's same with you.
I'm good.
Fucking unreal.
Sorry, everybody. I apologize. Oh,
we get to the point. Fucking karate's not like, you know.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you got involved and like try to do a topic and, you know, let's go. What do you guys have?
We already had 45 minutes worth of talking.
I've brought up literally everything. Let's go.
Not really.
Richie brought up his Venmo problem.
I was talking about it, but now I might have this under control, so.
Well, thank God. It's riveting fucking radio for the audience, Rich. It really is. It's fun. Like,
I'd like to take another call, please. Someone please call in.
There you go. John wants a call.
Yeah. All right, somebody call in.
What are they saying in the chat? What do they got in the chat?
I have something to say, man. Holy shit. All right.
Hopefully you're announcing you have stage 4 cancer.
Listen to me very carefully. Yo, I had the biggest fucking scare when I'm telling you that I was fucking dying.
Is this the edible story?
Yeah, good. I thought I was dying, okay? And my body temperature was 96.8, and I thought I had the fucking coronavirus and that my body was losing temperature. And I'm like, holy shit, I need to get in the warm tub because my temperature is dropping. I should be a lot higher. And I'm fucking really like, holy shit.
Hold on, because now I have questions.
Contagion.
I know, but I need to know a few things before we now get to the next level.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
I'll talk about that after.
No, I need to know now because it helps the story.
It was 500 milligrams of...
You ate 500 milligrams.
Of like a Reese's...
All right, but how much of the Reese's did you eat?
I ate like half of it.
So you ate 250 milligrams.
Yeah, and it was really bad.
Now, you never smoke weed.
No.
Almost never, because I smoke weed all the time and ask you to smoke, and you turn me down 9 out of 10 times.
You were home and did this at home.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat 75 milligrams knowing that's going to fucking annihilate me.
If you were like...
50, 20, I would eat 30 to 50 milligrams, so like, but that's me. You would want to start at like 20, 25 milligrams, see how you feel.
I wish I can get this video of this dude at work that took it. He was puking the whole ride home.
All right, so now I was
tripping out. I swear, yeah. I thought I had coronavirus.
Who told you to eat that much?
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Well, no one like said, hey, this is really strong, only eat a little piece.
Yeah, of course, but you don't listen, and they taste really
you're
good.
You're 41 years old. You know better than
that.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yeah, it's not going to hit me that bad.
Just go get a Reese's Pieces.
But it's right there.
No, but he knows better than that. He knows the dangers of edibles. He's not aware of this.
You went home and ate it, right? And you were home with your kids and shit?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Hey, tell the story, you retard.
Give me the phone. You'll get it back when we're done.
What?
Give me my fucking phone.
You tell the story. You went home. You went.
What do you need to hear the story? I'm telling you that I fucking took something. I started tripping out from it, bro. I don't know what the fuck happened. I thought I was sick. I thought I had the fucking coronavirus.
Yeah, but you're telling us like this whole thing happened. All right, so you thought you had the coronavirus, and then what?
I'm sitting there shaking. Everybody's asking me, what's
wrong?
Who's
everybody?
That's what I'm asking.
The fuck?
You guys bring up a story and say the story.
I don't know what happened.
Who is they?
Everybody. I don't know. Nobody.
I hate
who do you live
so
with?
Much.
The kids and your fucking wife. Your wife said, did you eat anything? Nothing. Everybody. You didn't say nothing. You didn't pinpoint what got you fucked up. You just said, I have the coronavirus.
This is the worst story ever told in the history of fucking edibles ever. I was actually excited for this when he told me he had an edible story.
Like he shit himself and
I had the coronavirus and they were asking if I was okay. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Great story, Rich.
My cousin, he threw him to go to the hospital. His heart was pounding out of his chest. My other friend ate one. a whole lollipop, and she fucking, whatchamacallit, she started, like, getting all paranoid and started, like, deleting her fucking phone, deleting, like, Facebook, just deleting people off it, and you just got sick. Like, how did you
figure out? He didn't even get sick. He was sick.
You know, it's so, like, fucked up, because when you, like, do something like that, I felt like I had, like, the secret of life figured out, and when I'm thinking like this, I'm like, holy shit, if I get through this without dying tonight, I'm going to know, like, a lot of fucking smart things, you know, and, like,
I'm going to know a lot of smart things.
And, like, I figured out everything that night from being, like, so fucked up.
You know what's fun? Imagine Richie did, like, figure out everything, but he was so fucked up he forgot to write it down, and then the next day he couldn't remember any of it.
I didn't even know his name.
I'm like, Richie had the cure for cancer, AIDS, you know, he had the world hunger problem solved, and now he just forgot it.
You ever have that, though, like, where you figured it out? Like, No, nothing.
It's called, like, you never,
I just ride the lightning, bro.
Lightning. When my fucking head, like, I was zooted out of my fucking mind. I figured shit out, and I was like, holy shit. But then when I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, I don't have the fucking coronavirus, and I guess I didn't figure anything
out.
What
a fool I am.
What did you figure out? You're just saying you figured
because
out.
When you're that fucked up, you ever hear like...
He had an enlightened experience.
Yeah, like think of something. Like what?
No. He's not saying it like that. Like, no. It's like a feeling.
Tyson had the epiphany when he took the toad.
Yeah. Like, I get what you're saying.
I had that, and then I'm like, holy shit, if I snap out of this, I'm going to be now, so much more.
What was your plan?
Yeah.
Hold on. No. But what I mean by this,
I thought it was just going to relax.
That's exactly what I mean. Yes. Like, I eat an edible and I go, all right, it's going to kick in soon. I want to watch a movie. What movie am I going to watch? I want to play games. What games am I going to play? Like, I have a plan. Like, it's edible time. Let's do something worth the edible.
Yeah.
You know, what was your plan? Just sit and veg?
Yeah, just hang out and relax.
All right.
But when it swarms your brain and fucking, and it hits you like a ton of bricks, you're not prepared for something like that.
Yeah, but like when they gave you it, didn't someone go like, don't eat the whole thing, dude?
Well, you're not supposed to eat 250 milligrams.
But I did, guys.
Yeah, but again, you know better. Why would you think this is a good idea?
Well, I didn't eat the whole thing. I took half of it.
I've literally had discussions with you about this before.
Yeah, but why would they make something like that and then...
To eat it in small pieces.
Why don't they just make small pieces?
They do.
Why don't they make a pizza pie?
But that just... Exactly. Why make the whole pie?
Why...
Like, why is the sky blue?
Yeah. Like, and they do make smaller doses of other items. It's just that one happened because some people, like Joey Diaz, you know the comic?
Yeah.
He'll eat like 500 milligram stars.
Oh my God.
And like a champ though. Like, and it barely phases him. You know what I mean? So some people can really handle that shit. Like me, I know my limit is like at like 50 to 75. Anything above that, I might get a little squirrely as well. But like, last night, I had a cookie here. So I ate half a cookie, and I waited a little bit, kicked in, and I was like, nice. Pulled out my mini PlayStation. I got a bunch of new games on there and vegged out and played fucking mini and played old school PlayStation games, which gamers out there, if you want to get this cool thing that I just found out about, you get a mini PlayStation, not the cool thing. The mini PlayStation for like $20, right? Because the thing's a pile of shit. It's got like three good games on it. But you can go on Amazon and get these flash drives. They're called Blue True, whatever. Just put in Blue True flash drive, PS Mini. And they all come loaded with like anywhere from 50 to 100 games. And I got three of these flash drives. So now I got like 250, 270 PlayStation 1 games all loaded into my PlayStation Mini now. And I'm having a fucking ball going back and playing these old games. Some of them, like I went back and played Tomb Raider, and I'm like, wow, this is a pile of shit. But some of them hold up, and some of them that I never played, I'm like, wow. Like Dino Crisis, you ever play that?
No.
Turns out this is an amazing game made by Capcom. I've heard of it. I knew it was like, you know, people liked it, but I never got around to playing it, and I finally played it last night, and fucking awesome. So going back to, I'm playing all these old games, a lot of fun. Tony Hawk's, Twisted Metals, shit like that. It's fucking really dope and worth it. You spend about $100.
That's not bad.
And you're getting an insane PS1 catalog.
Josh, why would I see pink elephants?
That never happens, Josh.
Josh, I want to fucking punch you right in your fucking dumb fucking head, Josh.
Right in your dumb fucking head, I would love to give you a karate kick.
He wanted us to cheer him up tonight, Rich.
Boom! Right in your fucking scalp. There's your cheer up.
Derek, Tomb Raider is insanely frustrating. It was the worst.
What does a mini PlayStation look like?
If you had a mini PlayStation.
If you had to take Josh out, one hit, what would you do? Clothesline, punch, kick?
If you had one free shot on Josh, what would you do?
Anything. Anything.
Punch him in the throat.
Like... here,
hard as I could to kill him.
He has to, like, he has to lift his head up like this.
I have just one fuck.
And
yeah,
just running.
And he'd be dead.
Well, running straight, or just right on.
Straight.
He's sitting in a chair, so he'd really
just hit. A straight fucking right, just a solid straight right.
15 feet? No run, just like sitting and in his whack him right in the throat. Just he would die.
Yeah, that's the point.
I don't want to. I love Josh. Come on.
I want to run when I do it, though.
Clothesline. You just sit in a chair. You just clothesline him.
Just fucking John, JBL that shit. Bring it all the way.
Just kick him.
Bring it all the way just back.
Boot. I got you a big boot Josh over chair.
I'd DDT him onto the concrete sidewalk.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, honestly, I would
I'd even
run,
slap the back, too.
I would
take
want
right
like, to back up like a field goal kicker and have him spread his legs, and I would... like, field goal kick him right in the dick.
Dude, tell me one of the greatest... This just popped in my head. This just popped in my head. But one of the best Jackass moments was when the fat guy took the fucking punt to the face.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. That was
dude,
bad.
That one stunk. Like, you watched that and you were like, oh, that like you shouldn't have done that one. Like, there was a few of those where you're like, you shouldn't have done that.
I was talking with power some guys at work. Yo, that shit, that show used to be so good.
They're doing a fourth movie.
I know.
That's fucking
they're
nuts.
Doing a new movie. I can't believe it. Wow. I can't wait. But the show was one of my favorite things ever. Like,
no, the show used to, remember that show Biohazard that was on before, like way before, it was like the first, it was before Jackass, but they would do like fucking, they would do the same shit, but not as fucking good. It was Biohazard. No. The name of the show.
I remember Buzzkill. You remember Buzzkill?
That might have been it.
Dave met Travis. Travis met
the guy would go to like Sturgis and a fucking guy went to like Sturgis
and he'd roll up in the like,
fucking scooter.
It was a prank show though.
Yeah. That show was fucking gotcha.
That
was
guy
funny.
Was also involved with punk in the very beginning, and he was also involved with Scare Tactics. And if you watch Windy City Heat, he's the limo driver in Windy City Heat.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
some of that shit you see online prank shit. Fucking some dude, like that guy Bassmaster,
Billy
dude.
Bassmaster.
He gets now it's stupid, but
some
it
of it,
fun.
Yeah, some of his stuff was funny.
He's kicking the tires, and the guy's like. He's like, yo.
Dude, what was the one? The Steve-O, the old Steve-O videos where he went to buy a car and he would piss his pants driving the car. You never seen these? It was Don't Try This at Home. There was this whole set of Steve-O DVDs. And he would go out to car lots and he's like, yeah, can I test drive your car? And he would get in and all of a sudden as they're driving, he would just piss his pants. He'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And he'd be like, what? He's like, are you fucking pissing yourself
don't
right now?
Don't Try This at Home. That was the name of the DVDs.
There was one that came with it where it was called Out on Bail. And it had this extra disc where he did... Angel Dust, PCP, and the whole thing, like you see the progression of the Angel Dust and how it keeps kicking back in every now and then, and dude, it is fucking, like you feel like you're tripping watching him, you know, because it's so fucked up, the progression of this drug, it's fucking crazy.
Right, dude, the guys from Jackass, a lot of these guys are a fucking mess, though.
Not anymore.
What's the...
Bam's fucked up.
Bam's fucked up.
Bam,
but Bam now his best friend, Brandon Novak, is sober. Like, he was a sick dope head. He was signed with Tony Hawk at, like, 14 years old. Remember the kid Brandon that lived at his house? He was, like, that straggly-looking...
Yeah.
He was a dope head. Now that dude's completely sober. He's going around the country, you know, helping people who fight addiction. And he's completely sober. Now, Bam's looks like Phil. He's put on mad weight.
He did,
he's fat.
His wife is so... I don't know if they even still mad. She was fucking... Good
remember when he had the Lambo and
now.
Stuff?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, dude...
That dude's funny. He's fucking
Ryan
his dad.
Died.
He's be sleeping. Fucking.
After Ryan died, he fucking...
He got fucked up. Yeah, I mean... That fucked him up.
It's understandable.
It's not. We all lose people. Like, don't ruin your life over you losing a friend.
But I'm sure...
Like, I've lost many... I've lost brothers.
You know
what
it is? He was hard into that before that.
Is that what Ryan would want him to do?
No.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm not going to sit there and piss away my life because my cousin died. You know what I'm saying?
Plus,
like,
how those guys were living, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were living hard, but then, like, Steve-O's sober. Johnny Knoxville's sober. Yeah. Fucking, you know, Novak's sober. A lot of the... Pontius is sober. A lot of them are sober people. Yeah. They're just... They just want the rush. That's their drug, adrenaline.
Fucking...
And, you know what I mean?
Dude's, like, in Lowe's, and he just pulls his... pants down and just start shitting in the fucking...
You better not be shitting in that toilet.
Shitting in the toilet and fucking reading the paper. And they're like, yeah, what the fuck?
Remember the Destruction Derby car where he rents the car and brings it and fucking gets it all rigged up for a Destruction Derby? Yeah. And then he brings it back and the guy's like, what the fuck? And he runs off. He's like, fuck you! And the guy's like, what? He's like, fuck you!
Hold on, Big Vito. Wasn't Vito the uncle? Uncle Vito.
Yeah, he died.
A huge creep.
He was
I was around him one night working at a club, and girls would walk by, and he would randomly grab their pussies and their tits and shit. Like,
he used to go out there, right, to the Hamptons.
No, this was at Hurricane O'Malley's, I had to wrangle him. Like, they were like, yo, hang out with Vito and his crew all night. So, Dunn was there. So, I was talking to Dunn. He was actually really cool. But Vito, like, all night, like, his people, like, Vito, you got to chill the fuck out. Like, they're like, you're fucking crazy. We're done cleaning up. This fucking guy's in the back of a pickup truck blasting Bruce Springsteen, fucking wasted. Just fucking mess. All right, let's wrap it up. We're running.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're listening to us on audio on the brand, we're live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Search Super Ugly Show on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. We also have another show that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Unfiltered Marriage with my lovely, lovely wife and yours truly.
Oh, I forgot to bring something up, but well, next week, whatever.
Next week, brother. What else? RussosBrand.com. It's only $3.95 a month. Sign up now. You get over 12 shows. You get Vince. You get us. You get Ben Amin, Stevie Richards, the franchise, Shane Douglas, and many, many more. So go to RussosBrand.com right now. Sign up and become a brand member. Opie Radio, go to Opie Radio, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to the Opie Radio podcast. It's absolutely fucking amazing. He had a short clip the other day of Carl and Jim Florentine talking about strip clubs and stuff, which was really good. And I was thinking of Carl, actually, because of the Super Bowl, because last year Carl went and we had a call from him right after he got back from the Super Bowl and he reported into us, which was pretty cool. Rest in peace, Carl. God, I miss that fucking man. Well, he was one of my favorite new people in my life, and it ended way too shortly. I didn't get to know Carl enough, and it really sucks. So rest in peace, Carl. Opie Radio, go subscribe. StatementGames.com. Go to Statement Games now. XFL's coming. Get those prop bets in for the XFL. Who are we forgetting? We forgetting anybody?
Up at 9 o'clock, Unfiltered Marriage.
That's right. Coming up next. Stay tuned. All right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.